ever felt stuck, wondering why you're not living the life you envisaged? Well, I've got something exciting for you, a free quiz to identify what's holding you back in life. With this quiz, you'll identify your roadblocks and get personalized tips to move forward. Are you ready? Take the quiz, head over to theleaptolead.com/quiz. Now let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host, a transition and leadership coach. I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. I love myself. Do you? Why does it feel so awkward to say, I love myself? Even if you're just saying it to yourself in your head and not out loud, it feels icky, doesn't it? Why? I'm not suggesting I'm in love with myself. That's something different again. But it does feel wrong to love myself. Why? It feels wrong because we're so used to focusing on our family, on their needs, on their demands. We don't have time for ourselves. As mums, we literally put ourselves last on our list of things to focus on. But it's not healthy. If we never focus on ourselves, if we never love ourselves, then we're running on empty. We're limiting our ability to support our family the way we'd like to because we're exhausted. I'll be honest with you, I do love myself. It hasn't always been easy though. I've really had to hone in on what's important to me to allow myself to make me my priority. I still slip up sometimes, but I definitely love myself a lot more than I did maybe 5 years ago. Finding love for yourself is so important to your own mental, emotional, and physical health. When I realized I was out of balance, I started making changes. Some of these I've already shared in the past, but I've made even more changes in the past year that have really supported me to become the person I've always wanted to be. Fit. Strong, full of energy, ready to take on the challenges that life throws at me. Part of this has been finding the right physical exercise program for me. Certainly getting Minty 3 years ago started that shift for me. I walk her every day, rain, hail or shine, which gave me a reasonable cardio fitness and started shifting my body shape. But last year, I noticed my body starting to feel old. I found it hard to keep up with the girls. I found my strengths depleting, literally struggling to open bottles and jars. I made it a priority to find an exercise program that would increase my strength and flexibility that would fit my schedule. I was so lucky I came across Kate, and I'll put her link in the show notes. Her workouts have changed me. I feel fantastic. And I can do them at home at a time that works with me, for me, with full accountability. I am on fire now. Look out. But if we don't love ourselves, then we can find ourselves feeling exhausted, resenting those we do love, and not being very productive in our lives. My energy levels have improved so much, and again, my body shape is changing, which feels fantastic. I'm not losing weight. That wasn't my goal. But I'm changing with lean and toned muscles. And it looks good, if I don't say so myself. But with increased energy, I'm able to be far more productive while working. I'm getting more of the important things done. And I have more time to support the girls. When we know that we need to love ourselves, why do we find it so hard? More often than not, it's because we feel guilty about prioritizing ourselves. The reality is, taking care of yourself is not selfish, but necessary. I can keep up with the girls now. I can run with them. I can play tennis on a Sunday afternoon without a sore shoulder. And Miss J and I won on the weekend. Just saying. But loving myself, prioritizing my exercise, has meant our family experiences are richer. Loving yourself is not indulgent or unnecessary. Setting up your daily routines with me time for exercising, reading, just sitting with a lovely cup of tea in the sunshine is absolutely necessary. Make sure you protect this time. Put boundaries around it. Be prepared to say no to some things. But also know you can't overhaul your whole life today or overnight. You'll need to take small steps and accept it won't always go to plan. Some weeks I can only do two of the four workouts, but I'm still doing two and that's okay. I love myself. Do you? If you've been neglecting yourself and not loving yourself enough, then I encourage you now to make a pinky promise with yourself to change that. What do you need to shift? Your exercise, your sleep routine, your eating habits. Choose one thing and make time in your diary right now to start working on it. Is it joining a workout program? Is it switching off your phone earlier and enjoying some quiet time before you go to bed? Is it spending time planning your meals for the week so you eat better? Make yourself a priority from today. Choose one thing and start working on that with small, manageable steps.